Blackstone Audio presents Operation Snow, How a Soviet Mole in FDR's White House Triggered Pearl Harbor, by John Coster. This book is read by Michael Kramer.
To Sergeant John Cordes, United States Army Air Corps, Petty Officer Harold Traber, United States Navy, and Ensign Takeo Obo, Imperial Japanese Navy. The uncle I never met, the cousin who once saved my life, and the brother-in-law who explained the other side to me. Introduction. Why another book about Pearl Harbor? Obviously, because none of the other books got it right. I started my adult reading with Day of Infamy by Walter Lord. At the end of his life, Walter was a cherished friend of the family, and I would not presume to rival his mastery of what the attack looked like to the people who were there. After that, it all kind of went downhill. Day of Infamy came out in 1957. The version I first read as a teenager was serialized in Life magazine when it was still a weekly. My senior cousin, Harold Traber, fought the Japanese off Saipan, in the Philippines, and at Okinawa. A kamikaze once slammed into a compartment where he had been sleeping a couple days before. He saw the mass suicides of Japanese settlers on Saipan and wept at the sight of dead women and children floating in the water. He survived the killer typhoon that capsized three destroyers just like his own. He also saw a Japanese pilot from a shot-down plane pull a pistol and try to shoot it out with his own Fletcher-class destroyer. His ship depth-charged a Japanese submarine and got an oil slick, but no bodies or wreckage and no confirmation. Hank was on the third ship in Tokyo Bay, the USS Cushing. He later splurged on the whole series of official books about the history of the U.S. Navy in World War II, and on the comprehensive books about U.S. destroyer and submarine operations in World War II by Theodore Roscoe. Another senior cousin, John Cordes, was killed in a B-17 bomber over Germany. His daughter grew up without a father because her mother never remarried. My own father served 30 months in the infantry. He left the U.S. Army a buck sergeant with double lobar pneumonia, a mild limp, and a medical discharge. Uncle Al Phillips, Uncle Dan Brovman, and Uncle Herb Pooley also served in World War II. None of what any of them told me bore the slightest resemblance to the official version. I watched Victory at Sea by Richard Hanser and Henry Salomon, with that magnificent Wagnerian music by Richard Rogers and Robert Russell Bennett every Saturday night, right before my weekly bath.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?